Boats and Folks, Azuro, The Little Boat That Could. David Salter gets to know a remarkable offshore giant killer. Originally published in the July 2019 edition of Afloat magazine and read by Tim Stackpool. Shane Kearns is the personification of confidence and optimism. When you ask him how he thinks his reborn SNS 34 Azuro will go in the next big offshore race, not a second of hesitation delays his response. We're going to win, no doubt about it. That's been the constant message for the past 5 years since Kearns first returned the little 1980s GRP Classic to Blue Water competition, and those enthusiastic predictions of victory have often proved correct. Azuro is now a familiar fixture in the Sydney to Hobart, usually dubbed the smallest boat in the fleet by the media, even when she isn't. Winning the race has become an obsession for Kearns, and he has pursued that goal with unwavering determination and an almost military fixation on planning and detail. This is hardly surprising, as he spent the first 25 years of his adult life in the Australian Army. "I loved it," he says. "It was just like the Boy Scouts. I couldn't believe we were paid for what we were doing." Even better, his service with the Civil Engineers took him around the world and gave Shane the habits of procedural discipline that now underwrite his tough approach to maintenance and safety. It also introduced him to sailing. "A lot of my army career was spent playing rugby. It was only when I started to get a few injuries, around 30, that I began looking for another sport. I saw that a lot of the officers went in for this sailing thing, and they had a boat down at Ransar on Rushcutters Bay. That was Gunrunner. Back in 1985, it was virtually brand new. I did a coastal navigation course first, but it still hadn't been out of the heads. Then the boat went for a trip up to Port Stephens, so I just jumped on as crew. I was hooked from the first time I got on." Kearns took more courses, joined the Army Sailing Club, and did his first extended offshore racing on Ballandra in 1987, when the Army entered the Hobart Adelaide Esperance Perth event. That coincided with the America's Cup defence off Fremantle. "After that, I had to race," he says. Shane bought a Cavalier 32, and it was soon running the Army's adventure training courses for sailors. By the time he left the service as a warrant officer, he'd qualified as a yachtmaster and examiner. Kearns then converted his training experience into a business, Getaway Sailing Adventures, and for 6 years competed offshore in a variety of boats with a blend of student and experienced crews. Then came 10 years in a water taxi business that he sold before retirement. "Retirement seemed like a good idea at the time, but I soon realised I needed something to do. I needed a project." Shane's wife Lorraine provided the spark that became Azuro. "Why don't you get yourself a little sailboat?" she asked. That was certainly a very welcome green light, but a person like Kearns needed a tangible goal as well. "I'd done about a dozen Sydney Hobarts by that time, and I was still as keen as ever to win on handicap, no matter what the odds. I've enjoyed that daydream so much over the years. I know that before you can win something, you need to be able to see yourself doing it. So I have that covered." All Kearns needed now was the right boat. "I knew the boat had to be special. It had to have something. It had to be a race boat with some form, older and easier to sail. It had to be able to handle a storm because the main aim was Hobart. My search took 12 months and eventually led to a Sparkman and Stevens 34S. Once you plugged in seaworthiness, it all pointed to the SNS 34. All the single-handers can't be wrong." The boat he eventually found to meet his criteria was Shenandoah 2, lying tired and neglected at Mooloolabah. In her day, she'd been a highly successful racer at the Sandringham Yacht Club in Melbourne. Now she was in such poor condition that, after much negotiation, Kearns was eventually able to buy her as found for just $23,000. There was not one piece of serviceable kit on deck, and the interior was like looking into the abyss. Everything was either seized or broken. There was mould everywhere and a bird's nest in what passed for the galley. It rained on the day of the inspection, and the surveyor and I had to wear wet weather gear inside the boat because there were so many leaks. Plan A was simply to patch the boat up to the minimal standard for a cautious 500-mile delivery down to Sydney, where the major restoration could be done. But there was simply too much to do to make Shenandoah 2 seaworthy. Plan B, Kearns sat down and drafted a scope of works that took the shipwrights and associated marine tradespeople at Lawry's Boat Services at Budina 7 months to complete. What finally emerged from the shed in October 2014 was virtually a new boat. A new engine, a Yanmar 20, new double spreader rig from Whale Spars, new sails, Doyle, new deck gear, Harken and Spinlock, new instruments, Ray Marine, plus all the communications and safety gear required for Category 1 compliance. But the most stunning feature of the restoration was the hull finish, a flawless deep dark blue to match the yacht's new name, Azuro. With less than 2 months to go before the Sydney to Hobart, Cairns was still without a crew. At the funeral for John Walker, skipper of the legendary little offshore racer Impeccable, Shane mentioned his project to Walker's old team. They quickly checked out Shenandoah's impressive racing record on the internet. Hey, that was a good boat. How many do you need? And from that casual start, one of the sport's most consistent and capable small boat crews was born. 5 weeks later, they sailed the rebirthed SNS 34 South to a divisional third place win. Azuro had arrived. Shane's guiding approach to extracting maximum performance from the original 1968 design can be reduced to two simple principles: more power, less weight. The mast is taller and the boom longer. A modern sail inventory generates plenty of horsepower. Under her larger spinnaker, adorned with loyal sponsor Komatsu's logo, Azuro does a steady 9 to 12 knots in a 20 to 25 knots of breeze. In the never-ending quest to reduce displacement, Cairns repeatedly turns to carbon. The companionway, fuel tank and head have all been fashioned from prepreg. There's even a carbon mug rack in the galley. But perhaps the most significant weight reduction was achieved below the waterline. Shane commissioned naval architect Andy Dovell to design a new rudder to replace the original 45-kilo spade. When carbon fabrication maestro Tim Webster of Sydney Composite Solutions delivered the new rudder, it weighed in at just 10 kilograms, a huge saving. Because it sails only a few offshore races every year, Azuro lives securely under covers on the hard stand at the White Bay 6 Marine Park in Balmain, in Sydney. By his own estimate, Shane has now spent around $300,000 on the boat, so it's an investment worth protecting. As he shows visitors over his little sloop, Cairns makes light of its squeezy proportions and Spartan fit-out. "Well, my thoughts are that the crew have got to think it's more comfortable on deck, otherwise they prefer to spend most of their time down below." Skipper, boat and crew have formed a formidable partnership. They've won their division in every Sydney Gold Coast race they've entered and won the race overall in 2015 and 2017, and they are always in Sydney Hobart overall contention. While the dream of winning the Tattersalls Cup still eludes Cairns, his determination to keep extracting another fraction of a knot from Azuro is undiminished. "We've looked at every aspect of the boat from front to back and worked out what we could do better. And over the last 5 years, everything's improved. Little things that you find out when you use the boat. Continual improvement the whole time." But does he have an emotional tie to the boat? "Oh yes, I love it. This is it until I kick off. We're going to win the 75th anniversary Hobart this year, and I hope to be around to win the 100th. Ever the optimist. That was Boats and Folks, Azuro, The Little Boat That Could, by David Salter. Originally published in the July 2019 edition of Afloat magazine and read by Tim Stackpole.